There was another suicide bombing today in Jerusalem. At least two people were killed, including the bomber, and dozens were wounded. It was the second attack in 24 hours. U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni continues to work for a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What else do you know about this latest bombing?
Well, I'm standing about 50 yards from where the bombing occurred. It occurred in front of a fast food restaurant, which is next to a clothing store, and the glass was shattered, and there's blood on the walls of both the restaurant and the clothing store. And, you know, the same eyewitnesses said they saw the same things that they've seen in other suicide bombings of personal effects and, you know, body parts strewn on the street.
Is this an area that gets attacked often?
Well, the fast food restaurant is just up the street from the Sbarro Pizza restaurant where there was a suicide bombing in August. And just around the corner from Jaffa Road, which has been the scene of several previous attacks, there are three streets that form a triangle: Jaffa Road, King George, where today's attack was, and Ben Yehuda. It's really sort of the commercial center of downtown Jerusalem. And the area was crowded, as it always is in the afternoon.
Has any group claimed responsibility?
Well, the Associated Press is reporting that in a phone call to its offices, the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, which is a group associated with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, claimed responsibility. That has not been confirmed yet.
How is this likely to affect General Zinni's efforts to arrange a ceasefire?
Well, Israeli analysts say it's going to depend on whether it really is the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, which is directly associated with Yasser Arafat's group, or one of the groups like the Islamic Jihad or Hamas, which are rejectionists for the peace process and not directly under Yasser Arafat's control. If it is the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, then it's likely that that could make it much more difficult for General Zinni to achieve a ceasefire.
Any comment from the Israeli government yet?
There hasn't been a comment yet. Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert just went to visit the scene. Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon blamed Yasser Arafat for the attack and said that Yasser Arafat has not yet relinquished the path of terrorism.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.